Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Six after nine.
We are surrounded by amazing men in the service industry and car industry. We have Frank Fletcher, Chris Zender, otherwise known as Zippy, and Shapur, who somebody says here, I love seeing Shapur every time I go in the restaurant. So everybody loves you, man.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one. This one that says we're talking about the airline that carries your horses.
The horse plane.
How about this name? Mare Force One. Oh my gosh, that is outstanding. How good is that? Our listeners are so smart.
Drop the mic.
And Frank, I said that sometimes we ought to get a list of all your rocket horses. How many? Because you do keep a list of those somewhere. And get that sometime.
100.
I tell you, every once in a while, remember, I think I did that for you last year, is that we opened it up and you had, there were some that you sort of liked from listeners. That,
yeah, I love the listeners too. The only people don't really understand that if you've ever used a name before, you can't use it again. So, you know, the great funny names are gone. But, you know, I came out of a movie a year ago and saw Top Gun. So I went home and got on the computer to see if Top Gun had ever been used. So it hadn't. So we have a horse named Top Gun Rocket.
Love it.
Which is a great name.
It's a great name.
But, I mean, it's a miracle when you find one like that.
That's right. Well, listen, it's always fun. Everybody knows that there's a rocket in it. It's a Fletcher horse. Mentioned that you got the NFL draft going on this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow. Also, you have the Razorbacks playing at home at in Fayetteville. The rain may be an issue. They're going to start the game at 6 o'clock. You're playing the Gators. It should be a good series. Florida's not the team it normally is, but they're always a good program. And then you've got the ladies down in Baton Rouge playing number 7 LSU. They've won four series in a row, and they always win the first game and then win the third game. That's what they've done. So that was going on. I think the Trojans were on the road in baseball. So it's going to be a fun week. You got racing at Oaklawn going on. And we're going to go next to somebody who is a customer of y'all's and somebody I see about every other night, Roger, Heather Baker, because Heather's involved because of AY Magazine and AMP, that they're always media sponsors. So last night at Darren McFadden's coming out gathering, if you will, for talking about publicly about his, you know, fight with alcoholism and all that, she was a sponsor. And I think Heather has a big deal going on today too. Let's check in with her, Josh, if we can.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I haven't seen you in so long, David, right? It's been like 7 hours.
I was telling the guys today how good Darren was last night and just how grounded and such a nice guy he is. And you've had a chance. You guys had a big article in AY Magazine, him on the cover, and you got a chance to be around him a little bit. I think you probably echo those comments, just the type of guy he is.
Yeah, just even after the touchdown club, how relatable he was just sitting there. And I love the interview you did, but Laura Monteverdi did an incredible job last night at the Wolf Street event, just sitting down and doing a one-on-one interview. And I like that setup, how they did that, where it wasn't just someone talking, you're kind of filtering, going back and forth. But when he made it where this is something with mental health, obviously I published the Mental Health Guide of Arkansas through AY. And, you know, we're talking about abuse and things and how it affects families. And Darren came out and made the decision that he was no longer going to let this affect his family. And he was on point, spot. I think it will help a tremendous amount of people.
I agree. I also mentioned at the beginning, you're a customer over here. What's the last vehicle you bought at Fletcher? Was it your son's?
Yeah, so I got a Dodge Charger for Hunter, and that was his dream car. And I came in, I actually messaged Chris, and I said, hey, I need a car for Hunter. He found one immediately. It was exactly what he wanted. I mean, every detail from inside to outside. He called Frank. They had my deal done. I'm telling y'all, I was in and out of there in, I think, about 12 minutes. So when I bought that car, and it was spotless. I mean, not putting like pressure on any of the rest of the salespeople, but obviously Chris knows what he's doing, Frank.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
I always compliment Heather. I mean, I'm friends with her on Facebook, but she's just like y'all. She's everywhere.
Yeah, she is.
She is the hardest working woman I know.
Two things about that. Okay, so when is your best of, you know, Roger, Justin Moore, and myself, that we were up for the radio personality of the year. When does that, and of course there's some others too.
Sure.
We won't say who they are, Frank, but when is that announced, Heather?
Right, so Frank actually has an award as well for his store at the CDJ store. But so in the May issue that will come out on May 1st, we will announce AY's Best Of. And because we have such a large area we cover, you know, we are statewide and we do cover around the outside of the state because we go into Springfield as well. That issue will come out on May 1st. But that is what is Best Of. It's considered the top three for the state because it's such a huge market. Because if you think about all the DJs in the entire state and all the car dealerships, there's so many. So we do the top three, and that's considered Best Of. And then in the June issue, we do the overall complete winner, and that will be announced on June the 1st.
And so we got Shapur here. Shapur, you don't have a headset, I know, but we're visiting with Heather. Heather's a part of a really cool event today. Tell us about this event you're doing today that has to do with some of the best chefs in the state.
Absolutely. So eight of the most esteemed chefs in Arkansas are coming to compete in the inaugural Delta Diamond Chef. This is put on and orchestrated by Todd Gold, and he is one of the orchestrators of bringing the Culinary Institute to Arkansas. But the eight contenders will do a They'll cook today, and they're going to do a round of competitions all day long at Pulaski Pet. And the two top people and chefs that compete today that win through all the judges will go to the Pine Bluff Country Club on October the 15th and compete that night to win Best Chef for the Delta Diamond Chef for the state of Arkansas and all the Delta states.
You know, Frank, you've been around a lot of chefs in your day. What's the key to, you think, being the most successful chef? Is there a temperament? Is there a background that makes the because you've hired them and you fired them, you've done them
well. I don't know.
Let them go.
A hard question to answer. You know, a lot of chefs have a lot of style with the way they present food, and you know, you can take a piece of chicken and present it in such a different fashions. You know, I think there are a lot of people in Arkansas that really know how to cook, and I think Pulaski Tech is doing a great job of teaching people, new people, how to get into that business. And the young man, or man, a gentleman, it's a head chef of Pine Bluff Country Club.
Yeah, Jimmy McAfee. Yeah,
yeah, he's one of the instructors at Pulaski Tech, and I have not eaten his food, but everybody I talk to says he's a master.
Yeah,
and so, you know, I had Donnie Freneau that worked for me, and he had won a lot of contests, and he certainly knew how to cook great food.
Yeah, the and the
Shapur. Donnie is on the committee with me, Frank. Donnie is, and Jamie is actually one of the orchestrators of this all. So he's the coach for all the chefs. So he's kind of mentoring them, and then the night of the event, he will be the lead mentor for the two chefs that are there. So Jamie, his food is delicious. So if you have opportunity to eat his mac and cheese, I mean, he makes the most culinary like boards that are like just filled with tables with all kinds of meats and cheeses. I mean, it is over the top. He is incredible.
Well, real quickly, if you can, Heather, what's happening around the state or Central Arkansas that we need to know about this weekend?
Well, there is a lot going on. We'll have all of it at aymag.com, but Wild Wine starts tonight. And if you have not been to the zoo lately, just go rediscover it. And this is an adult event, 21+, Wild Wine 2024. O'Looney's is bringing in wine they have for many years. They have, I think, 15 different years, but they're going to have hundreds of samples of wine. So if you love wine and you want to discover the zoo, check that out. It's going to be going on all weekend. We'll have all of that list on our website as well. We've got Pretty Woman, the musical, Robinson Center. They have done an incredible job. They just put out their new calendar for next year. And the calendar next year, I think, is even better than the calendar for this year. But tonight will be Pretty Woman. It's going to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There are a few tickets available still for that, so if you want to check that out. Also, just did a big partnership with Downtown Little Rock. They are working really hard to bring a lot of cool events to downtown Little Rock, and they started with cars and coffee a few weeks ago, and it went over so well, they're going to do it again, and it's going to be at the River Market from 9 to 12 on Saturday. If you love cars, old, new, supercars, trucks, everything, check that out. But they're also going to be having a putt-putt pub crawl going on at the same time. So if you want to go do like a crawl, go from bar to bar and do some putt-putt, why, and then check out the cars, then go to Nexus and grab some coffee from Amy and go check out one of the, you know, the amazing restaurants and sit down. And pretty soon they're going to have the farmer's market starting. So much going on in downtown Little Rock. But this weekend, cars and coffee and the putt-putt pub crawl going on. We also have, if you have your kiddos, you can go to Sherwood at the City Hall Pond, and they're going to have a big kids fishing derby day at 12 o'clock. This is going to be so much fun. They're going to have all kinds of activities, teaching kids how to actually bait and hook and recall the fish. So it'll be a great event for kids and families all together. And I'm going to have all of the sporting lists, all the music, and all the events for the entire state of Arkansas on our website at AY9.com, so you can check that out for more events.
All right. Great work as always, Heather. Enjoy your day with the chefs today.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to be needing a wheelbarrow when I get done eating all this food today.
All right, Heather. Thank you. Appreciate you. AY Magazine and Ant Magazine, Arkansas Money and Politics. Frank was on the cover of one of those, was Arkansas Money and Politics, I think more than once.
Sure.
Did you guys hear the story? So, Shapor, I don't know if you've heard this. So, here's the story, Frank. So this was, I think this was Wednesday. Police arrested an area attorney here in Central Arkansas. They say was shot Wednesday morning while trying to rob an armored car in Little Rock. Officers responded that, here's the crazy thing, at 7:49 a.m., I mean, who knew that that's when that was taking place? Apparently, Bank of America, 8200 Geyer Springs, this particular attorney made contact with, Loomis Armored Car Guard, who he said shot a man, later identified as Chad Green, 47, of Maumelle, after the would-be robber, Chad Green, used mace spray on him in an apparent robbery attempt. So here's this attorney that apparently has a, I mean, people know who he is from Maumelle, tried to rob a Loomis Armored Car Guard, sprayed him with mace, the Armored Guard turned around and shoots him. And then Green, the attorney, gets on a bicycle.
He stashed a bicycle.
Gets on a bicycle and starts getting away on the bicycle.
When you see the picture of this guy, you think he's...
He's a public defender.
Yeah.
And he's just... the photo that they show him, he's in a suit and tie and everything. You know, just as...
It says his LinkedIn account states that he's an attorney and owner of the law firm Green and Gillespie, which he's worked there since 2006. But then it goes on to say he's taken a step away. But Frank,
have we got any comments from Gillespie yet?
No.
No.
But
was he shot?
Yeah. So the attorney who's trying to rob the Loomis guy goes up to him and maces him.
Right.
And the Loomis guy shoots him. I mean, and I don't know how many times he shoots him. Somehow the attorney's he's got bullet holes in him. Yeah. He's got a bike somewhere.
Yeah.
And he gets on the bike. And anyway, apparently somebody, I think it was a Game and Fish Commission officer, saw him on in a car on Interstate 430 near Rodney Parham. So somehow that he was, even though he was shot on Geyer Springs, he gets over there, and I think he's from Maumelle. So anyway, crazy.
Well, I'm glad to know that this guy's still alive.
Arrested?
Yes.
Yeah, they found
him. Yes.
I'm glad to know he's still alive. I can't wait to hear the story.
The story.
What made him do this?
Because
we won't be able to know about that with what happened with the airport guy.
Right. Tom Mars, who's a well-known attorney, he apparently said, man, he said, I've heard some crazy stories.
Oh.
He said, you had me when the local attorney, defense attorney, maced the Loomis, the armored guard guy.
My man. I mean, we talked about inflation, Frank. Maybe that's got something to do with it.
I wanted to ask you guys this. This is a poll out, too, I just saw. 6% of Americans think that we should have a 7-day work week.
I saw that.
Looks like 45%.
I'd like to know those 6% of people. I'd like to have a conversation with them.
They own business.
Maybe so. It looks like 45% are good with 5 days, and 37% say 4 days. So there was no 6-day option in there, and that's what you guys do, right there, Zippy?
Yeah, we're 6 days.
Yeah. I remember one time you guys were 7. right?
Yes.
One day, and then somehow you guys, as the industry said, we want to make a law where you, right? And then where you can't operate
in some states.
It's not against the law in Arkansas, but in Missouri, it is against the law.
How about that?
Sunday. We just don't choose to.
Okay,
be
you
open
don't, okay.
Sunday.
So there are dealerships that open on Sunday.
Yes.
So you need it.
Doesn't mean that they're working 7 days, even though you may work 7 days. You like you say when you finally you take that day off.
All of our people that work for us work 5 days a week.
That's correct.
They get off 2 days, but they do work Saturdays.
Yeah, yeah, it's your business is open 6 days a week. What about you, Shapur? You guys are
for 42 years Hollywood job. I just work 3 days.
but
I really work 7 days, but other 4 days I'm with Frank.
But Benihana's is open 7 days, right?
Yes.
When do you close? What days do you close of the year?
Benihana's is closed on
Saturday morning.
Christmas.
Christmas. I mean,
oh, we're talking about holidays. Yeah,
a couple of times we're closed, like 4th of July.
Well, look at you. You're working 7 days.
I know. Yeah,
a week.
It just never ends. You just got to get. I'm behind.
And 6%.
Closed. There'd be riot going on.
We would not be open on Sunday at Benihana's if I had my choice, because two things: you're not supposed to be working on Sunday. Number two, I like for employees to be off, but we're a franchise, and they require to be open.
That's a great place for people after church.
So I know Saturday is your biggest night.
Yeah.
Do you have a biggest day?
Friday.
Friday's always the biggest day at Benihana's.
Friday lunch is
and you got to do lunch. Listen,
Friday
Sunday
lunch.
Night is biggest too.
Friday lunch is a big day.
Can I tell you, I cannot eat any kind of chicken fried rice anywhere anymore because once you try the chicken fried rice at Benihana's with your cocaine butter, what do you guys call it, Frank? It makes it so moist that you can't. Everything else is dry. Yeah.
You know, Steakhouse now we're selling so many fried rice, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
they order 10-ounce filet and plus fried rice to go with it.
I'll never forget Double R the first time that it was me and Jessica and Care, his wife and him, and Frank he goes and gets that giant big thing of salad, and then he orders whatever the entree is, and he gets two big piles of rice on each side. I mean, two. Two, and he eats all that, and then he gets the salad to go.
Double R. That's why he does good advertising for us, because, when you get someone that does your ads and believes in your business, when they come and enjoy themselves, it's so much easier for them to do their job. I mean, doesn't have to struggle when he talks about it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Yes. When you found out that there was going to be onions put on the salad bar again, did you immediately step in and go, what's going on here? You didn't think Frank had anything to do with it.
No,
I finally
approved onions to be put back.
I know he did. Did he approve
we
it for you immediately?
No,
or did you look on there and go, what is going on here? Frank's going to blow a gasket.
I don't like onions or English peas.
You don't like it? Why the heck of you don't like English peas?
I don't like asparagus, but we serve it.
Right. The peas are because that's the Mooney staple.
Now, is there a difference between English peas small and big? Is there a difference?
I think you just said it.
Yeah, is there a difference because
you know what capers are?
Yes.
I don't like those.
Yeah.
You don't even put that on your salmon or anything like that?
No, I have to leave it off.
Oh, really? Okay.
Let's go to Josh. Josh back in the studio. He's 27. Are you big with peas or onions? Yes or no?
I don't like peas. I don't mind them. I mean, they're really just, they're too small because you can't really fork them. You know what I mean? You have to spoon them.
Well, that's why you have a peas and carrot medley.
I love English peas. I actually love English peas.
Big fan of peas. Will you eat peas, or you talk about corn, I'll eat peas out of the can.
You know what?
Let me
tell you about onions. Not only do they hurt my heart, hurt my chest, but we try our best to have a rule around here about people that work here not to go out and eat onions at lunch. You have no idea how bad you smell. Yeah. When you go out and eat a big
onion. You don't like any onions, whether it be fried or...
I like cooked onions.
Okay, so you go with the onion ring.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you've ever been somewhere to go try to buy a washing machine or walk in somewhere. You talk to people who just had a big onion.
I understand that. Hey, the other thing I want to ask you guys, this was another poll. When you buy new clothes, Do you have to wash those new clothes before you wear them?
Yeah, that's a staple for me.
Is it?
It's got to be.
My mother and Jessica, they're like, no, just wear them as is because it smells.
Well, people tried them on, though.
When you got the new smell. People have tried them on.
Yeah. That's what the angle is.
Yeah. No. You got to get that off. You got to get the color
pack. I put them in the dryer and fluff them up.
So you do. So you do that, Frank, do you take them right off the rack and wear them? Do you have to have them washed? You don't care?
Me and Frank are the same.
What about you, Doug?
Well, it depends on if they got the oldest buttons, all the...
Yes.
It's brand new, so
I don't like new clothes smell. I don't like it. Yeah,
yeah. It's almost.
When we come back too, I want to find out if Frank grew up. You can go ahead at the break, Josh. You ever heard of a cicada? You know what a cicada is, Frank?
No.
So you know what they are, right, Rod?
Yeah.
So they've got these cicadas, which are how would you describe them? They're like a
grasshoppers.
Yeah, they're like big size grasshoppers. And apparently we are reaching a once in
200 years
deal where they are coming.
They're on cycles. They're on 7-year cycles, basically. So some come out every summer.
We won't see what's about to happen for another 200 years.
There's something unique happening, a convergence of something. And, Frank, when you see the video, it is creepy.
I've seen
it. Yeah.
Two words. Moses.
When are they coming to Arkansas?
I don't know. We'll check on that during the break when we come back.
There's two species. It's almost like gangs coming together.
It's a rare double emergence of periodic cicadas.
It's a double emergence. Two of them are getting together.
They live, they breed, they die. That's what they do. They literally live, they breed, and they just fall on the ground and die.
And they make noise. What's the noise? You know the noise they make, Roger?
Yeah.
What is it?
The one thing about that noise, they said they're going to be doing it in the daytime, so it won't be at night disturbing your place.
Can you rub their legs together? Can you make it as it sounds?
No.
You sure that's not Danny West's connection a few minutes ago?
It could absolutely be.
All right, it is a 9:30. We're here to Fletcher Dodge, Crusher Jeep, Ram, and Sherwood. They're doing deals here. I'm talking 10,000, 11,000 off, 0% financing for 72 months. They're going to do a deal for you between now and next Tuesday. If you walk on this lot, you're not walking off without a great deal.
Yeah.
We'll come back here in just a minute. 9:30.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday morning. Call Morning Mayhem and let them know how you feel about how they did. One sentence and one sentence only.
This is SportsCenter.
The run on quarterbacks came fast and furious last night in the NFL draft. 6 quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks of the evening. First, it was Caleb Williams going to the Bears at number 1 overall. Then LSU's Jaden Daniels, the Washington Commanders at number 2. North Carolina's Drake May went to New England at number 3. At number 8, the big shocker of the night after signing Kirk Cousins this offseason, the Atlanta Falcons drafted Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with that number 8 pick. At number 10, it was Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, who went to Minnesota. And then at number 12, it was Oregon's Bo Nix, who went to the Denver Broncos. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Buzz weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Rain and storms will continue to move out of the area this afternoon. Temperatures will stay on the cool side for those of us that saw rain, with highs making it into the mid to upper 60s. Clouds will linger throughout much of the day. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, 2 sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Do you have what it takes to compete in the 20th annual Double B's BBQ competition? Register your team today at BuzzBQ.com. Teams can compete in pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and sauce. Spots are limited and go fast, and you don't want to miss out. Register your team now at BuzzBQ.com and lock in your spot for the 20th annual Double B's BBQ. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra, Gravely Mowers, Oaklawn Hot Springs, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Lion Legal, and LRS. Benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas and North Louisiana.
Hey, everybody. Roger Scott here for the Carpet Barn. I know you hear stores advertise sales all the time. They got a free this or a free that. A Mexican dinner may be thrown in. Well, when the Carpet Barn has a sale, it really has a sale. The Carpet Barn in North Little Rock and Conway, they're having their annual spring sale. It starts on April 22nd and it ends on May 3rd. Now, I'm telling you, this is a real sale. Quality carpet, quality flooring, quality hardwood, tile, and LVP. I am talking about first quality flooring, not seconds, not remnants, and not pieces. Do not miss the annual spring sale. It's the Carpet Barn. They have financing available as well. The Carpet Barn, flooring specialists since 1968. Locations in North Little Rock on Maumelle Boulevard and in Conway on Oak Street. Both stores are open on Saturdays by appointment. That's one-on-one with just you. No distractions. Check it all out at thecarpetbarn.net. The Carpet Barn.
There are no ordinary days in Arkansas. Hike to inspiring summits, bike on world-class trails, or fish in sparkling waters. Or see some of the world's top art collections and explore historic sites dedicated to everything from civil rights to rock and roll. After that, eat some award-winning barbecue and sip a local craft beer. So go on, get out there, and explore what the natural state has to offer. Find out more at Arkansas.com.
Whiskey Myers. Friday, May 3rd, Simmons Bank Arena. Whiskey Myers. With Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real and Reed Houghton. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Whiskey Myers Live.
Red tape. One in three businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Five guys be waiting on me. Yeah, pow!
Can we mark the tape on?
Let's get it on. I can't remember what I was talking about. Sing it, Justin.
Whoa! Whoa!
There's the cicadas. That's it. It's similar to a...
What are those? They're grasshoppers. Crickets,
yes, yes,
is what you're thinking. There it is. Hey, I have two tickets for tomorrow's baseball game. They are Hawkpen tickets for $25 each. If somebody wants those, here's a phone number. 479-435-3744. 479-435-3744. The dude's name is Bill.
Here's one that says, my night tonight is a Frank Fletcher night. I'm going on a date to one of his restaurants and staying at the Wyndham Hotel.
Nice.
Very nice. Nice. Combo.
Here's another one. Me and my wife were in Little Rock last weekend for the Arkansas Symphony playing for the Harry Potter movie at Robinson Center. The event was awesome. But beforehand, we ate dinner at Frank's Steakhouse and had the dinner for two deal, and it was the best meal either of us had in a long time. Can't say enough good things about it. Signed, BW.
Nice. Here's one that says locust is the word you're looking for.
Yes.
That's it.
Locust and grasshopper.
Yes.
You call them locusts, I call them grasshoppers.
I think they're on seven. They're on 17-year cycles, I believe. I said seven.
Well, somebody corrected us, yes.
17
Still
years.
A long time, obviously.
Yeah,
very
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. These two things are going to get together, and it won't happen again.
It's crazy.
Frank, there's a video of the lady looking outside of her house, and there's thousands of them just completely overtaking the house. It's creepy.
Well, it's going to be even more creepy because, like I said, it's going to be happening in the day. You won't hear them at night this time.
Yeah.
They say it's going to be during the day, so I don't know. You might want to get your Bible out.
Take a flamethrower to that.
What?
Someone says, Baz, that attempted robbery story sounds like a Mel Brooks skit when you were reading it. Was it wrong to laugh? No, that's okay.
This guy was under a ton of pressure for some reason. and we're going to find out why.
Did you see what he said? I'm a retired cop and love to eat onions. You see that?
Yes, he loves to eat onions and blow his breath on the suspects.
I work night shift, and I really breathe on the suspect when I stop him. There you go.
Mark the tape. I can't fork little peas.
That's what Josh
have
said.
Have to spoon them.
Here's one. Yes, wash your new clothes. There you go.
I'm a washer.
Also, too, if you want to hear about Moonies and Frank Fletcher's amazing story of how the Moonies helped make him a successful millionaire, it's on the tape in the 7:30 at the 7:30 time. So,
absolutely. And that was before your time. Maybe just a little bit before your time.
He's around with
Moonies. You've been here 42. You remember him going to Oakland and hooking up with the Moonies?
Yeah, that was before.
Just a year before.
Hey, real quick, Frank. We mentioned this yesterday. The NFL draft going on tonight. How many years in a row have the Razorbacks had a player drafted? And they've got a streak going on. How long do you think it's been? Every year, at least one player drafted.
I don't know, 7 or 8 years?
28 years.
Woo-hoo.
So the three guys that we're looking at, Bo Limmer, who's an offensive lineman, cornerback Dwight McLaughlin, and then Cam Little. Do you know who the highest rated or the highest drafted kicker we've ever had in the history of the Razorback program is? Think of the greatest kicker we've ever had. That would probably make it.
His name was Little.
That is exactly right. Another Little, Steve Little, which went number 15 overall.
He went to St. Louis.
And then up having the record.
Wow.
Not long after that.
Had a wreck, and never was.
Are they related?
All my memories. Amazing.
They're not related, no, but that was one of the things when Cam came in. Remember, Raj, you know, we were telling him, everybody told him. Of course, he went back and looked at the video. Listen, Cam Little still has a ton of, he broke a lot of records, I think.
Oh.
Zach Cocker had. Zach Cocker was the last kicker drafted. But I think, I think Cam will make it in the pros, and I think he may get drafted.
I think so. They need that.
Yeah, he was kicking 56 and 58 yards.
I was kind of amazed to see our punter, transfer, but he had several games where he had a couple of really bad kicks, so he wasn't consistent.
Right. I
haven't talked to anybody. I don't know anything, but I got a feeling that he had competition as the reason he left. I mean, his story was he was going to be with his brother.
Yes.
I got a feeling he might not be going to be the punter.
That could certainly be the case.
Oh, really?
Josh, what was our question of the day today? We need to start throwing that out there early in the show to make everybody aware of that. What's today's question?
It's National First Kiss Day. Is that what it was? National First Kiss Day?
Yes, it is.
Or was it Remember Your First Kiss? Whatever it was.
Either one, yes.
When did you have your first kiss? I said before age 10, between ages 10 to 15, and after age 15. And it's pretty even. So right now in the lead is between ages 10 to 15 at 43%. After age 15 is 32%, and then before age 10 is 25%. So there is 1/4 the population that was getting after it early.
I did see one of your other two poll questions the last 2 days. Our listeners are not giant fans of the NBA. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, huge women's golf fans. Apparently.
Let me tell you, one thing you know about Arkansas, the Arkansas fans, they don't care that much about NBA. They like NFL, but there's one team they love to talk about and root for, and that's the Razorbacks.
Did you see this? Yeah, yesterday, will you be watching the NFL draft? It was yes, I will, or who cares? Who cares had 69%? It's the most popular sport in the country by a country mile, and nobody's gonna watch it.
In this state, and I think if the Razorbacks had some more players in it, I think they would be more interested. And that's a problem, Frank. You know, for us to be competitive, to be a top 10, top 20, you better have some guys show up in the draft. You don't have to have them on the Alabama level where you got five in the first round, but you better have some first round and second round talent.
You know, last night was depressing when I was listening to Drive Time Sports. They were talking about that Mississippi's Ole Miss is number 2, if I remember, memory serves me, and NIL
money.
And it went on down the list, like Kentucky was 11 or 12. And anyway, you know, it named up all these different teams, you know, 6, 7, 9. And then they said Arkansas was 29. Well, I guarantee you we're not going to be 29th in the SEC in football. So it's not altogether how many rich players you have. A lot has to do with the chemistry of the team, which we had no chemistry last year.
Right.
Good example.
Right. Yeah.
How the players get along with each other and the coaches. You know, We saw a big drop-off when we lost our offensive coordinator last year. I think we did.
Yeah, we changed
and,
him, yeah.
And I'm very excited. I'm not going to make any predictions about eight games or seven games or whatever. But we won four games last year, and I will guarantee you we will win more than four
All
games.
All right, listen, that could be a car bet later on in the Well, I think we saw UConn. I don't think if we were to find out how much UConn players were getting paid, I will promise you they're getting paid less than those at Kentucky as a whole. Kentucky or who else? UNC.
Well, we saw the spot that Coach Calipari put out where he's asking for the unwashed masses to send what they can. Bo talked about if you can send five or $1,000, go ahead and do that. I'm not one that says you still can't. You have an opinion either way if you don't send any money. Some people can't send $25 and $50. That's a lot of money right now. And I shouldn't have to pay money to get the players that I want and not be expected to still be a Hog fan and go, I can't believe we're losing.
I'm going to mention this before we go to break. You know who is still alive today at age 91?
Lee Majors.
Comedy legend, and I know Frank knows who this is. Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Remember the Carol Burnett show?
She's still alive.
She is, according to my...
Well, they did an anniversary deal with her several months back where they did a lot of comedy sketches up front. Yeah, absolutely.
How about that?
She's on a TV show right now.
91 and still... hey, listen, we were mentioning John L. Hunt. She's 93 and still getting after it. Frank, I know probably about 20 or 30 years from when you're 90, you'll still be getting after it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, I want to tell the listeners out there about a phone call I got last week. It really excited me. You know, I've talked about this. My favorite book of all time is Fearless, about Adam Brown. Yeah. And I got this phone call about maybe 10 days ago, and this young man said, Mr. Fletcher, I'm Nathan Brown. I'm Adam Brown's son. And I'd love to have lunch for you. And of course, we tried to schedule it today. We couldn't. We're going to get together. But I took Nathan and his sister, Samantha, and I've got the pictures on my phone, and I'm going to have Nathan tell me. I think Nathan was about 12, and his sister was younger. And I flew them up to a football game, and you remember that little suite I had right next to the press box?
Yeah.
And then the basketball coach helped me, head coach
Mike Anderson.
Mike Anderson came over and signed stuff for him, and they were. But Nathan ran up to the front of the airplane because I only had one pilot, so Nathan jumped in the other seat. And I don't even know when I meet him as a grown man now.
Yeah.
He's in real estate here in Little Rock. And I don't know if he'll remember running up here and putting on that pilot's headset.
Well, listen, nobody's done more in promoting that book and promoting his story than you have.
Well, I mean, that whole family, the whole family, the grandfather, the Kelly, the widow, and the two children, they're just my heroes.
Yeah.
And if you haven't read Fearless, go buy that book. Give it to somebody you love. It's the greatest book in the world.
All right, we'll come back. Thanks, Frank. We'll wrap things up here. It is 9:43 here at Morning Mayhem.
And all the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now when the change starts taking place, it puts a globe on every face of the fallen angels. On the backstreet boys, oh, oh, the fallen angels.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Luxury Pool & Spa currently has fantastic rebates on Pool Life and Bakwasil pool chemicals. And the great thing, you can always bring in a pool or spa water sample, and the chemically trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your chemicals are at the correct levels. They also carry Serona Spa chemicals and frog systems, the exact same kind I use in my new spa. And yes, I'm glad Luxury Pool & Spa tested my water. Needless to say, I was using a little too much chlorine, but now that has been corrected.
rented. Luxury Pool and Spa carries Pentair pool equipment, newly added patio furniture by Fisco, PK grills, and plenty of pool toys. They're family owned since 1976. Owners and operators Shane, Jeremy, and Andrea Lawson take great pride in their craftsmanship and the quality pools they produce. They even built Head Hog Sam Pittman's pool in Hot Springs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday getaway with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville.
Congo Fireplace and Patio, Arkansas's premier casual outdoor furniture store, is having their huge spring sale. With Arkansas's largest selection of outdoor furniture, there's no better time to stop by and save on name brand dining groups, seating groups, chaises, gliders, bar and counter sets, with new collections arriving daily. Plus, Congo always has the best selection of grills and ceramic smokers in the state. The spring sale is going on now at Congo. Family owned and operated for over 100 years. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Bend.
I'm here with Laura Beth from Kaufman by Design West. Kaufman has over 7,000 square feet of beautiful new home decor pieces and design specialists on staff. See, that would be important for somebody like me who is design challenged.
Yeah, we have design specialists on staff and everything you need from lighting to flooring, designer hardware, and more.
And gift cards are available too. Check them out now. Kaufman by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Cantrell Road.
Or visit us online at kaufmanlumber.com.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Few statesmen have had the influence on the world stage as Henry Kissinger. Serving under Presidents Nixon and Ford, this Harvard professor used the approach of realpolitik, the preference for power over morality. It was said of Kissinger, if he were 10% less intelligent and 10% more honest, he would be a great man. Here's an idea for each of us. Choose morality over power and honesty over disingenuousness. You and I aren't going to be Secretary of State, but we can be honest and worthy of trust. Are you looking for a great place to work? Come join the Double B's team. Go to doublebees.com and apply online, and you can be part of a great Arkansas institution. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See Shelter agents Brian Kress or Caleb Green in North Little Rock, or in Brinkley, see agent Hunter Cornelison.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday. Things not going great for the Travs in Springfield this week. Two close losses to begin the week, falling 7-6 Tuesday night and again 7-6 on Wednesday, both in heartbreaking, dramatic finishes on the road in Springfield. And then Thursday night, last night, the Travs jumped out 2-0 on the Cardinals. We're trailing 4-2 in the fourth inning when rain started coming. Tarp was put on the field, and after about 90 minutes or so, the game was suspended. So no finality last night. Travs 0-2 on this six-game road trip so far with last night's game suspended. We're going to try to resume it tonight at 5:15 and then play the regularly scheduled game afterwards. Full coverage over on Buzz 2 tonight, with the Visit Hot Springs pregame show starting at 5 o'clock. So the Travs suspended last night. They'll try to get 2 victories possibly tonight and get back going in the win column. And then Travs are home next week to take on San Antonio. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Want to reach the show? Well, give us a call or text at 501-661-1037. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
Drive in, you walk in, and I go, what you got ready?
I could not imagine walking into a Little Caesars and saying, what do you have ready? It's the same
cardboard.
Mark the tape. What do y'all got ready? I don't know.
Caesars.
What is
that?
Missing out on the small things in life, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It sure is. That's one of the joys of my life, being able to do that.
You don't know. You know what else he's missing out on, Josh? And I think you ought to consider it, is using a spoon for your peas. You'll get more of them.
We are wrapping up things here at Fletcher's Oz Chrysler Jeep Ram. Hey, real quick, Frank, I'm going to be tonight at the Riverfront Steakhouse. Are we good?
Yes. Excited.
Anything you need to throw out there? You got your $60 special and all the things. You get reservations now?
Yeah. Please call 371-9000 for reservations for tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to have a pretty good crowd, but we need you to come in to see us. Shapur will be there. He's the general manager tonight.
Yes.
And, you know, anything extra you want, just ask Shapur.
Yes, ask for me in the door. Yes.
Ask him. He'll take care of it. And I'll throw in appetizer of shrimp tempura.
Nice.
For that's anybody who comes in and asks for it tonight.
That's right.
Wow.
If you don't get it, let's
oh
ask God. For it.
I wish we
so
got some meal right there.
If you miss out on it.
Yeah.
I wish we could have mentioned that earlier in the show, dadgummit.
If you ask Shapur for a shrimp tempura appetizer, it'll be on me.
Wow. How about that?
That's
exciting. I wish we could go back at 7 o'clock.
That's a big meal right there.
You know, it's awesome.
Our tempura is awesome. Really good. Delicious.
Always great to see you, Shapur.
It's a pleasure.
Zippy, you're going to be working this weekend. You'll be doing deals this whole weekend, right?
Yeah, we'll be here until Tuesday, obviously, open to close. But if you want to, I know everybody's busy, go to FletcherDeals.com. We'll get a quick response within 5-10 minutes, and we can work a car deal all over the phone. And we can deliver it to you. You can sign papers online. We'll do whatever we got to do to make it convenient for you. But yeah, right now there's some really good deals. 0% is going to end on Tuesday. They've confirmed that. And then we've got the program that Frank talked about earlier. And if you weren't listening, I've got some Chargers, some Challengers, and some Grand Cherokees that I got extra money so I can pay your sales tax on the select few units.
Nice.
We can give you more for your trade, get you out of being upside down, or we can use it to help your payment out.
Shapur, you going to say something?
Please, come look for me in the steakhouse. We got an awesome private room, Blue Dog room, Razorback room for the wedding and the birthdays, anniversary. We do a lot of birthdays, anniversary now on the private rooms.
What about a horse room? You don't have a horse room, do you?
Not yet.
We used to.
We haven't won the Kentucky Derby yet.
I know. That's right. That's right. I was going to mention this real quick before we go to Justin. Fearless is top-notch, talking about the book. I have a photo of mine in that book, Adam, his sister Amanda, and brother Sean, and I rode the same school bus back in the day. He was even fearless back then. So,
right on.
There you go. Speaking of horses, Justin and DJ and The Zone, they're at Oaklawn today.
What?
Only 2 weekends left, right? The
racing. I know.
And so, Justin, good morning. How are you?
Great. I thought you were going to say, speaking of fearless, but that's fine.
We need to get you turned up again, Justin. We can't hear you, man. We got to jack you up again.
You going to jack me up?
Yeah, same thing happened yesterday. It just your level starting. I don't know why they're doing that, but you're in a lower level than us,
and that's not that we don't like it.
I don't tell you. Josh is on the board. All I can do is hope he cranks me up. I don't tell you.
Crank him up, Josh.
Crank me up, Josh.
Yeah, man.
So what's happening today, Justin?
We got a busy day. Dave Longsnati joining us at 10:30. Hey, Raj. It was fun last night. Thanks for the hospitality. Great job.
Thank
great
you,
job
buddy.
As always.
Thank
Jeff
you for coming
Taylor.
Out.
Buddy, always happy to support my guy. Nancy Holt is joining us. Thanks to the Gangs Museum of America. Tom Murphy in the 11 o'clock hour. Got the Red White Report brought to you by Southern Structural Solutions. Steve Arison's going to pop over 11:30. Had a chance yesterday, you guys probably heard, to visit with some folks involved in the new Arena League team here in Hot Springs. It's coming next season. And Tim Brown was here as the commissioner. It was great to visit with the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
And Steve's going to come over and talk a little bit about the impact there, how folks can get involved. Season tickets are already on sale. You can put your deposit down now to lock those up. It's really cool. I think it's got a great opportunity to be successful because it's a little bit different financial structure than the old Arena League. And so it's not such a big ask for ownership, for administration. It's not such a big payroll. And for fans, there's only 4 home games, Baz. So I think it's a great opportunity. Even if you live in Little Rock, it's like, okay, four games, I mean, sure, I'll buy season tickets because it's an easy one, you know what I mean? So yeah. I think that's really cool. We've got Zach coming by, too, at some point. He's getting a haircut today, so that could take a while if you've seen that mop lately. But we're hopefully going to get him on at some point today. So, yeah, lots of fun ahead. Let's talk about the draft and baseball tonight and all that.
Maybe maybe we can call the new Arena League Rocket. with the Rocket in that.
Well, here's the thing.
Hey, Justin, where's that going to be played?
They're playing in the convention center here in Hot Springs. And okay. So I will tell you this, too, Frank. I know you just bought a lot of horses, but they do have an opportunity for ownership. So if you want some free marketing opportunities, and it is honestly quite affordable, certainly if someone of your stature. So I think even if we at the Buzz pooled our money, we could afford to do it. So there have been a couple of names floated out there, but they're doing a contest. I think it's going to be a really well-run league. I met a couple guys with the league yesterday, including Tim Brown, and I think it's going to be first-class operation and not a huge ask. I visited, hung out last night with Roger Medem, the owner from the Iowa team, from Waterloo. And it's really a cool thing. They had never been involved in sports before, and he and his woman own a scrap metal recycling business. They'd never been involved in it before, but they put up the money. They're excited about it. They're starting June 1st, and Hot Springs starts next year. So, just saying.
3 months. It's 3 months.
What about vape or something? Vape.
They have Justin, you mentioned some great names.
Oh, you already had
yes.
that one. Vapor.
Steve Arison mentioned the Hot Springs Vapors. I said then we called the fan group the Spa City Mafia.
The Spa City.
I like that. I like it, Lord.
You boys have a good weekend. Good
That's
talking.
Awesome. Thanks. Right, have a good one, Justin. Thanks again for coming out to Mainline Sports.
Yeah, it's great, Frank. Thanks so much,
Thank
ZP.
You, Frank.
Thank you so Thank much.
Shapor, listen, we are blessed to do this.
Yes.
Tomorrow is not promised. We got another month in the books here with you guys. And I know you guys know our listeners are great supporters of y'all, too. Great customers, too.
Well, thanks to the bus. Thanks to you guys. Yes. We love you. We love being on the air.
Thank you, Randy.
Absolutely.
Randy.
Double R.
Randy. It's great to be with the great Shapor.
Josh, have a great weekend. Good work this week. Next week we're in studio
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
and then we're on the road. I think at
Thursday.
Oakland,
yeah, well, we're in Oakland. We go to Mount Nebo.
Mount Nebo on Thursday.
Mount Nebo.
No, and then you got
Wednesday night.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, Mount Nebo. Yeah, they've got their
Thursday morning. We're there.
Got the big bikes, the cycling event up there, and then back at Oakland for the last weekend. So, Roger, great work as always.
Great work for you, buddy. I mean, you did a great job. Hey, Melissa Qualls, I just saw some. It's National Pretzel Day, and they've got Dr. Pretzel host. He's a speaker down at Hot Springs right now.
Dr. Pretzel.
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, great job as you as always.
Yes, thanks, buddy.
Nobody does a better job than you. Look at me. You got to know I'm not just a guy. But I can't even look at you right now.
It's teamwork, my friend. Hey, we thank you so much for listening. We can't do it without you. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and the Zone is up next. Thank you.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers, working hard once again, making sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, I mean, of course, I'm watching Bradley Owens mow it for me. Bradley, tell the good folks hello.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Stop right there, Bradley. I don't want you to stop what you're doing. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Bradley, tell them where they can go to get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well, you go.
That's enough, my friend. I'll finish.